that at RDI, we can prove it. With over 8,000 diamonds available, there's no reason.
Hi, RDI Diamonds. This is Tom.
Hey, Thomas, Mark from Sage.
Hey, what's up, Mark? How are you?
Hey, what's up?
So I just called earlier. I wanted to check on the radiance. How do you make out with those?
Okay, so my customer likes the real elongated one.
Okay, the latest one that I sent?
Yeah, the latest one that you sent. He just wants to shoot a good off the pot. The unfortunate thing was he brought his dad with him today. And his dad's like, oh, I see one little speck. And I'm like, oh, my God. And then the kid's like, I don't see the speck. And the dad's like, it's right here. And then he's like, oh, I can't find it. I'm like, see, that's good. You can't find it. Like, what the fuck, man?
It's an SI1. You could he might be looking at something that's more of a reflector or a facet.
What I think it was a fingerprint. So I went and because the kid was touching the table. So I went and steamed it off. You
just steamed it? Yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, see, I don't see nothing.
Right. Do you ever show any diamonds under the loop, or do they try to see
under the
loop?
Yeah, they had a loop with them.
Yeah.
I really wish I used to work at Zales. We had a gem scope. Do you ever use those?
I've actually never used one. No, I mean, we just have loops around the office. Is it just easier to see through for people?
Yes, so basically it's like a microscope, and you put the watch in. And, I mean, not to watch. You put the diamond in, and then you zoom in, and it shows it on a screen, like a TV screen.
Oh, okay.
So it's really great. Like, that was part of Zales' 7-point repair take, and we had a map every stone we took, and we had to map it. But it was pretty interesting. So what I'm going to do, if it's okay with you, Tom, I'm just going to hold the one you recently sent me just a little bit longer, because you said he's going to let me know, like, in a couple days, and I'm going to send back the other two.
Okay, perfect. Yep, that works.
Okay.
Yeah, if I can get the other two back, and then, hopefully everything goes well with that other one.
Yeah, because, you know, I said to him, you know, you're doing the right thing. You're not getting a lab grown like all your friends are.
Right.
He's young. He's only, like, 20-something.
Yeah, and he's got, through us, if he ever wants to upgrade in the future, we'll take it back and give you what you paid for it, so at least there's value there. I mean, with lab grown.
Oh, you know what? I forgot to mention that. I'm actually going to call him and remind him of that. Yeah, I'm going to tell him that, because you know what else it is? It's, And I showed him, like, you know, the rap sheet price or whatever. I was like, you know, back in the day, I said they couldn't discount this much like they do now because, you know, they just couldn't. Now they can. So this is the time to buy a natural diamond.
Yeah, right now natural diamonds
for
are
sure.
As little as they've ever been.
I know. It's crazy, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
There goes my inheritance.
Well, I think the larger stones have still held their value.
Oh, my God. My dad, I told you, has a 6-carat emerald cut.
You were telling me about the big one that your father had, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that he lost, and now he found it. I was like, are you going to that nut? He's always said, that's your diamond. Just give it to me. I want to put it in a pinky ring.
Right, exactly. If you're worried about losing it, Dad, just let me have it now, and I'll enjoy it.
Yeah. I told you he bought that in an estate sale. He bought 3 diamonds in an estate sale. He paid, like, I want to say $14,000 for all 3 diamonds, including that one.
Really?
Like,
wow.
Dirt cheap. He got the 6-carat emerald cut. Then he got, like, a 2-carat round that was really nice. But then he got, like, it was like a dog. It was, like, a 4-carat, like, I-1. It looked like what they call salt and pepper diamonds now.
Mm-hmm.
It was faced up as, like, a 6-carat, but it was only 4. It was, like, a terrible stone. But, of course, that was the first one to go back in, like, 2000.
People just want big. Some people, you know, they don't want to spend $1 million.
Exactly. So my dad sold that first, and then he sold the other one, and this is all gravy. I mean, he basically got his money back already.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a stepmom. I'm never going to get nothing. She's only 6 years older than me, so we're in it.
Oh gosh.
Lord, all right, I'm going to pack up the other two and send them out today for you.
Okay. I appreciate it.
Okay, and then hopefully keep your fingers crossed about the other one.
Look forward to hearing from you on the other one. Thanks, Mark.
Okay. All right, Tom.
Okay. Talk to you later.
Bye.